Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. It has arrived. The third annual Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo is Saturday.
Time's definitely flown, but a lot of exciting things have happened over the last 3 years, and we're just super excited to be back for yet another year.
That's Mark Opdahl with Chop Liver Craft Beer Festivals, the promoters of the event. He believes they can top last year.
There's a couple more new breweries in the market, not only a couple new South Dakota brands, but couple new national regional brands that are going to be available. So I think that's kind of exciting. It kind of always one-ups the previous year and then kind of adds to that whole experience. Education seminars are going to be great again. We've got you helping out moderating the panel, and we've got a great reverse panel as well. So those are going to be great. I got an awesome band from the cities coming down. They're doing their CD release party later that night in town. It's Mark Joseph and the American Soul.
And once again, Nate Dogs makes a return to the Craft Beer Expo.
Nate and Dave will be down serving one of the best hot dogs you can get. And, you know, it's just a fun day to enjoy a bunch of different craft beers. We've got all the distributor and brewery reps on hand. So for someone who hasn't been to a fest and is going to see all these beers and have all these questions, the right people are there to answer those questions. And so that obviously adds to the attendee experience, but you get a commemorative glass when you show up. We give you a program, and we just set you free to enjoy the afternoon.
And yeah, of course, it's all about the beer, but honestly, I can't wait to partake of another Nate Dog or two. They're really good. Mark says they do their best to make it a memorable experience.
Comes back to the attendee experience, and Juno and I have been to enough events of ourselves around the country, and then there's just certain things you pinpoint that are great with other beer fests and that are not so great with other beer fests, and you just make sure you avoid the bad and do the best you can to execute a clean event and make it great for the attendee.
Part of the fun with this event is watching the growth in South Dakota brewing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think there's six new South Dakota breweries participating this year, which is super cool. There's lots of opportunity for growth in South Dakota.
More on the Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo coming right up.
Time of the year to celebrate beer, so why don't you try something new? I'm willing to bet that you won't regret sampling these handcrafted brews. Craft beer, I stood up and cheered, and everyone joined in my song.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we look ahead to Saturday's Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo. As Expo promoter Mark Opdahl mentioned earlier, I'll be moderating one of the educational panels at this year's Expo. It'll feature a brewer, a distributor, and a retailer. The three-tier system, all in South Dakota, will explore the state of craft beer in this state.
I think there's a lot of things that maybe the consumer doesn't exactly know about, you know, the way the three-tier system works and how the brewery, which is the production side of things, the distributor, and then the retailer all have to kind of work together so that everybody can be successful.
One of the coolest things about last year's Expo was the number of brewers and distributors who brought along a little something extra.
That's kind of the hidden fun is, you know, we definitely want to have the program feature all the flagship and year-round beers that you're going to be able to get throughout the year, but then, you know, we throw in a few fun surprises as well.
Wooden Legs Brewing of Brookings is one of the South Dakota brewers at the Expo. Head brewer and co-owner Seth Cook.
They do this one right. They, you know, they try to bring as many brewers as they can to rep the beers. They put up panels together of people that want to talk about beer and want to talk shop. They've usually got live music and good food, and it's a really good experience. These guys have been putting these expos on for a number of years, you know, not just in Sioux Falls, but around the region. Really have kind of learned from their experiences, and they bring just a top-notch show. So I would say this is one of the don't-miss ones.
Wooden Legs has a streak going at the Expo. Their beers have won the event's first two People's Choice Awards. They're going to try for three in a row.
We've been very honored to be part of the show and very honored to be part of the People's Choice Award. And this year we're going to bring some of our special reserve beers as well, so come on down and try those probably for the first time down at the show, maybe for the only time you'll get to try them. So
what are you bringing?
All right, so we did a collaboration brew with Zipline, so it's a Braggot, so it's a half honey, half beer. We used honey from the 80 Honey Farms, and we also used honey from some local honey farms down in Nebraska and kind of pulled them both together. We used our yeast and Zipline's yeast at the same time. I think we're bringing Black Hill Schwarz beer as well, and I think we'll sneak something else down there, and I'm not even sure what it is.
The other nearby brewery, Bank Brewing in Hendrix, will also be at the expo. Brewer Rich Drotti is looking forward to
it. We'll have our Sour Bomb with watermelon there, as well as our newest Hop Lab, which is the Hop Lab Pink with Mosaic hops. So bringing our freshest and our best down to Sioux Falls, and it's usually a packed crowd, and everyone has a great time. And there's quite the variety of events, really. I mean, they've got the Brewers Forum. They usually have a cheese guy, various vendors like a hot dog stand, and some games, Hammerschlagen, and it's way more than just the beer. It's about the community, and it's really a fun experience.
The third annual Sioux Falls Craft Beer Expo, Saturday at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. We'll see you there, and until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.